Today is Saturday, April 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Kaylin O'Connell. The area received the fourth day of severe weather in the past 5 days yesterday. Tornado watches were issued shortly after noon for the majority of Wisconsin. As two lines of storms started entering the state during the late afternoon hours, severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings started being issued, including counties in the WRCO listening area. Northeastern Richland County received both a severe thunderstorm warning and tornado warning after a storm system passed through the area during the early afternoon. There was a report of pea-sized hail and high winds in the Bosstown area. 52 hundredths of an inch of rainfall was received at the WRCO studio on Friday. Iowa County was the hardest hit with heavy rains, where a flood warning was issued after receiving 1.5 to 2 inches of rain in a short amount of time. Storms exited the area during the early evening hours Friday, but the Wisconsin River from Muscadet to the Mississippi remains under a flood warning until late Wednesday. A flash flood watch also remains in effect for Sauk and Columbia counties through Sunday morning. We'll have a break from precipitation over the next couple of days, as rain is not in the forecast until late Wednesday or Thursday next week. But colder temperatures will set in this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that local officials are continuing to respond to historic flooding along the Wisconsin River as water levels continue to rise, placing significant strain on the levee system and threatening to breach the portage area. There remains concern regarding the integrity of the Caledonia Levee south of Highway 33 near Blackhawk Park. For safety reasons, residents in the Blackhawk subdivision area were told to evacuate. Residents were warned that emergency vehicles, including police, fire, and EMS, would not be able to reach them. A reception center was opened in the Portage City Hall basement, located at 115 West Pleasant Street in Portage. The levees continue to be monitored 24 hours a day, and crews have worked to extend sandbag blockades. Per NOAA's National Weather Prediction Service map, the Wisconsin River was expected to crest on Friday afternoon. However, there is still concern regarding the levee stability due to prolonged saturated conditions. The most current flooding and evacuation information can be found on the Columbia County Emergency Management website. Flooding resources are also available. The National Weather Service confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down across southern Wisconsin earlier this week. The National Weather Service survey team says that number could grow even higher as the more recent storms are being evaluated. The strongest, an EF3 tornado with winds up to 140 miles an hour, tore through Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and destroying outbuildings and toppling trees. Other tornadoes range from EF0 to EF2, hit areas near Beaver Dam, Sussex, Endeavor, East Troy, and Waterford. No tornado-related deaths were reported, but lightning killed a man in the Waukesha area Wednesday night. Governor Tony Evers visited with soldiers in the Wisconsin National Guard this week who are supporting flood response efforts in Columbia County. The governor's visit came after he declared a state of emergency as communities across Wisconsin continue to experience and recover from the severe storms, power outages, record rainfall, and flooding. Governor Evers also toured storm-damaged areas and visited with local residents affected by the extreme weather in Juneau County. Approximately 100 Wisconsin National Guard soldiers are assisting the state's response to severe weather across the state this week, including supporting the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and local authorities to respond to ongoing flooding conditions in Columbia County. Governor Evers and the Evers administration will continue to monitor conditions and coordinate with emergency and first responders, local and state partners, and stand ready as needed to continue supporting response efforts across Wisconsin. Wisconsin Emergency Management, a division of the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, has been working with counties to assess damage and determine resources needed to speed recovery efforts. An increasingly complicated and frustrating sports TV landscape has Senator Tammy Baldwin proposing the For the Fans Act. The Wisconsin Democrat says what used to be grabbing the remote and hitting a button or two has turned into a maze of streaming subscriptions, unexpected blackouts, or a sky-high payment calling it inconsistent and flat-out confusing for fans. Baldwin wants to decrease consumer TV costs and make local games easier to access while ending blackouts for fans with out-of-market subscriptions. Her bill would also require professional leagues to provide a way for fans to watch all games for teams in their state. In Wisconsin's case, that's the Packers, Brewers, and the Bucks. It would need to pass both chambers of Congress and be signed by President Trump before any fans could be able to see lower costs. The Richland County Deer Advisory Council, or CDAC, will meet April 29th at 7 o'clock in the first floor conference room at the Richland County Courthouse. CDAC plays a pivotal role in the management of the deer herd in Richland County.
CDAC, or Deer Advisory Council, sets the seasons and also sets the number of antlerless deer to be killed within that county. And we take the recommendations of folks throughout the county. We take that into account before we make those decisions. This last year,
the deer harvest has been down for the last 2 years, contributing to the large deer population in Richland County, which ranks among the largest deer herds in the state. This is problematic in an area where chronic wasting disease is endemic. The large number of deer also cause damage to local crops and have negatively impacted the regeneration of oak trees, which are a critical food source for several area species. CDAC welcomes public input, some of which has led to policy changes in recent years. The Richland County Deer Advisory Council will meet on April 29th at 7 o'clock in the first floor conference room at the Richland County Courthouse. This week has been Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection urges consumers to be prepared in the event there is property damage from a storm. Michelle Reinen is with DACAP.
We're hopeful that during Severe Weather Awareness Week, while getting your home and your response to the weather event prepared, that you can take a few moments to go a step further and consider that aftermath. So by going a step further, include critical information like personal, financial, insurance, medical, and other records that can be grabbed quickly and put those in your emergency kit.
It is also a good idea to find someone in advance that is reliable to do repairs.
Do some research up front should you be impacted negatively by the weather event, whether it be your home or your automobile. Find a list of trusted local resources that you would turn to and do that research up front and include that in your emergency kit. So that way you can be responsive to a situation rather than reactive.
Michelle Reinen adds that being prepared can help avoid stress and save time.
Doing that research before it's urgent can really lower the stress level. It can get you a step ahead in reaching out to that contractor. So ask your friends and family who they would turn to for roofing, siding, windows, and auto repair, and start checking those businesses out to see if you would be comfortable working with them, and then put that contact information in your emergency kit, as well as a copy of DADCAP's Emergency Home Repair Tips fact sheet, the Motor Vehicle Repair fact sheet, and the Lien Waivers fact sheet, so you have those pieces of information when entering into a contract ready at your fingertips.
More resources for disaster and emergency preparedness can be found at the Wisconsin Emergency Management website at wem.wi.gov and the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance website at oci.wi.gov. Also, if you are the victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin's production of Snow White continues tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The play, written by Tim Kelly, is a version of the classic fairy tale. The lead character, Snow White, is played by Mila Marks, who describes her character.
She's very princessy. She's very good with children and really everyone in general. And I consider myself to be a decently social person, so it's very easy to get into that mindset. Some challenges have been the costumes. I bought 6 different wigs and had to try them all on. And we chose one top contender, and I believe it looks pretty good.
Creating costumes can be a challenge at times. Jennifer Seide, who is in charge of costumes, enjoys what she does despite the many challenges.
Sizing, especially when you have children, you know, getting them to wear things the way that I want them to wear them properly and stuff. But other than that, I mean, it's just fun. It's really lighthearted, especially the woodland animals. It's fun to make them, and then seeing them on stage, it really comes to life. And just having people that are so willing to be like, okay, I'll wear that, you know, be like, hey, can you try this? Yeah, I will. And just having even these new kids, it's sad every time a production's over because I bond with all of these people, and I always say this every time, it's a theater family, and it really is.
Performances of Snow White will be held tonight and tomorrow. There will also be performances April 24th through the 26th in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows will be at 7 o'clock and Sunday performances are at 2. Tickets are sold at the door and are only $10 for adults and $5 for those under 18, along with a family package for $25. For questions or for more information, please email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com. Sting Night is being held tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Doors open at 4:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony will be held at 5:30, and College Signs of Richland Center High School athletes will take place a half hour after the Hall of Fame ceremony. There will be a silent auction, kids bowling at 5, and a $500 raffle. More information can be found on the Facebook events page. Get your dancing shoes on and attend the Old Time Family Dance on the second floor of Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center tonight from 7:30 until 10. There will be slow dances, fast dances, and square dancing. Requests will also be taken, and there will also be karaoke. Dances will be held every third Saturday night of each month. Cost is $5 per person or $7.50 per couple. $3 for children 10 to 15, and children under 10 will be admitted for free. For more information, you can contact DJ Steve Walton at 478-719-2566. The Ithaca Lions Club will be holding a pancake breakfast fundraiser tomorrow from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The money raised will help Ryan Paulson as he battles cancer. Dean Reinhardt, a member of the Lions Club and an organizer of the event, is grateful for all who help out.
We've got so many kids, you know, the groups from school, and so many adults will come in and, okay, I'm here, what can I do? But if it wasn't for them, you know, if us old Lions members tried to put this on, we wouldn't last an hour. I'm not even going to try and mention all the groups because I don't know, but a lot of kids from the school, and like I said, a lot of the adults come in and they pour the milk, they clean the tables. They just say, we're here, what can we do?
And all-you-can-eat pancakes, scrambled eggs, ham, cheese, applesauce, and more, with the gluten-free options available upon request, plus milk, sugar-free syrup, and everything to start your day right. Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students and preschoolers. $5 for students, and preschoolers eat for free. There will also be a bake sale and silent auction. To donate items, you can call Mackenzie Clary Butcher at 475-4683. Donations are also welcome. Enjoy a great meal and help a good cause by attending the Ithaca Lions Club Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for Ryan Paulson tomorrow from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons.